And the bar keeps rising, and well, Downing's keep rising to the challenge, and have to do it so again on Sunday.
Yeah, well, we're still there. That's the main one. If we can get over another hurdle and get to an Ulster final, it'll be a good success.
Yeah, well, you've had your first success in Ulster last time out against McGilligan, and suppose that was a hurdle to jump.
Well, as I say, the monkey off the back. The last time I spoke to you, I said that after we got beat a couple of years ago, we said to the boys, let's try be the first team from Downing's to win a game in Ulster, and thankfully with that box ticked now after the last game we played. So,
yeah, and a new experience. Did you find it different?
No, not really, to tell you the truth. I suppose the fact that we've been in the All-Ireland Guildford in the past couple of years, you know, it would have helped our boys. The fact that you've played different teams and played in different competitions, having to travel away and stuff like that. So that there, I think, was a big help for us, and hopefully it'll work in our favour come Sunday as well, because yeah, the team we're playing against wouldn't be used to that sort of thing, you know. So
yeah, you, as you mentioned the All Ireland Gaeltacht, it's been a long enough season, because I think that was won back at the beginning of June, and you've already won a Donegal one before that. But so it's been a long haul.
A long season, I suppose, when you look back to the start of February when we would have started training, you know. But the fact that you're winning games, I suppose, it keeps boys interested and keeps them happy enough. If you're playing meaningless league games or something like that, there you wouldn't be fit to rise to the challenge. You wouldn't have boys training and stuff like that. But like compared to like say last night there with 28 people at training, you wouldn't have 28 people at training in the middle of the summer. Never mind the start of November.
Yeah.
It keeps interest going, keeps the boys focused and stuff like that, you know. So
yeah, and I think you had your little lapse in the middle of the summer as well. You hit a slump, but you got back up on the bike.
Yeah, well, in fairness, I suppose everyone would say it, but like any time we've actually had a full team, we've done quite well. Like before the Gaeltacht and for the Gaeltacht itself, we had a lot of focus towards that, and with a full team most weeks. Whereas ever since that, there apart from championship games, we've been missing 6-7 players all the time, you know. And missing that amount of bodies, it's going to affect the team, and that's what it's done, unfortunately, regards our league campaign, you know.
Yeah, but you're getting the bodies back and have got them back in the last few weeks.
Oh, that's it. For all our championship games, apart from one or two boys that might have been injured, we've had everyone else, you know. So you can see when everyone's there, you can grind out results and you get wins, and that's what it's all about.
Mm. And I know from speaking to you earlier in the week, you have a big boost and a big plus and a big return this weekend.
Yeah, well, Gary coming back.
Gary Bond,
yeah. Yeah, a massive help to us, in fairness. Now, he'd be one of our, if not our best player, so for him to come back into the team at such a crucial stage of the season, you just hope that the fact that he hasn't played games won't affect him, you know, so.
Yeah,
we'll try easing back into things on Sunday.
Yeah, and Blackhill from Monaghan, your opponents, they had an easy enough quarter final victory. What do you know of them?
We've seen them compared to years ago. You wouldn't get much chance to watch teams, but now with internet and YouTube and DVDs and whatnot, you've no excuses for not knowing what other teams is like. So they've got a couple of nippy inside forwards. They're strong around the middle. A lot like ourselves, really. To tell you the truth. It's just a matter of how we perform on the day now.
Yeah, you've had 2 weeks almost since your quarter final. How has the last couple of weeks gone for you?
A couple of weeks. Every man's flat out. There's a good buzz about the place. You know, if you can't get motivated and you're in an Ulster semi final, you're as well forgetting about it. So, boys have had no excuses. Training's gone well. Every man's training hard. Every man's pushing for places in the team. Probably the good thing we have this year compared to other years is you have three or four boys that can come off the bench now and make a difference, you know, where previously you would have just maybe had 15, 16 players and other boys would be making up the numbers. But with the likes of Finian McLafferty and Aaron McLafferty and boys got there now to come into the team, you know, they've made a difference in the games that they've played. Finian especially, say the county final or even last couple of weeks ago against Blackhill, came on around half time and made a big difference around the middle of the field.
Yeah, and of course you won the intermediate reserve as well, or the intermediate B championships, which was obviously kept a lot of guys in training for right up to the end of September, early October.
Oh yeah, you would have had good numbers with regards everybody training, you know, which you wouldn't have had other years. If you only had a senior team or a reserve team going, other boys would have dropped away, but everyone had to keep at it, you know, and that's helped us as well, because you've got four or five from that reserve panel to come in and help us out in the senior team as well, you know. So
Yeah, I suppose every step you go in the championship, let it be done in a county or in the province, every game, and you know, when you get to semi-finals, and you know, the bar rises and you have to step up. You have to step up probably up another notch or two this week.
Oh, definitely. We're going to have to play very well to win the game. Probably the good thing from my point of view, with regards to the season, I don't actually think we've played well since maybe we went down to Cork in the All-Ireland. But the good thing about it is, come championship time, we've seemed to grind out results, you know, and that's what it's all about at this stage of the season, is winning games, whether you play well or you don't.
Mm. And do you feel that extra gear is going to be there this weekend? Do you get that feeling from the players?
Well, you'd hope so anyway. That's from a manager's point of view, you hope that the next day you go out that you can play better than you have previously, you know, and maybe play better than you have all season. And for the players, you'd hope that come Sunday, obviously, Nairs hopefully won't play a part. You know, it's a big occasion, but I feel and I hope that with regards playing in Gaeltacht the past couple of years, and the fact we got to All Ireland final now 2 years in a row, you'd think that would help the players along, you know, and Nairs won't have to be a factor.
Yeah, you mentioned you have Gary Bond, McLafferty back. Have you everybody else?
Yeah, well, everyone else available. Aye, yeah, round to go.